Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Bombela 21, Johannesburg 20.
So far, so good on the roads for a Friday afternoon. We got delays in the Crown M2 West towards Main Reef Road in Edenvale, queuing traffic on the R24 West, and that's as you head towards the N12 merge.
Die leier en die minister van landbou John Steenhuisen sê president Cyril Ramaphosa moet Amerikaanse president Donald Trump inlig oor wat werklik aangaan in Suid-Afrika. Dit kom na 'n oproep tussen die twee leiers die twee lande se leiers waarin hulle ooreengekom het om die twee lande se verhouding te versterk. Steenhuisen sê die waninligting wat versprei word van 'n volksmoord teenoor wit mense moet reggestel word.
President Ramaphosa is able to clarify to President Trump exactly what's going on in South Africa and that it's not the picture that's been painted to him by some. There's no mass expropriation of land. There's no genocide taking place at all. And I'm very glad that the two presidents have spoken and I hope that we will use the next 90 days very wisely and very cleverly.
Die MTN-groep het aangekondig dat 'n kuberaanval gelei het tot die onbemagtige toegang tot die persoonlike inligting van sommige kliënte. Selaki Ledwaal berig.
MTN has confirmed a significant cyber attack after an unknown third party claimed to have access data linked to some parts of their system. In a statement, MTN said they do not have any information to confirm whether customer accounts and wallets had been directly compromised. However, MTN assured customers that the core network, billing system and financial service infrastructure remain secure and fully operational. MTN has warned customers to be cautious of unexpected messages and avoid clicking on suspicious links. Selaki Ledwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
Verkeer op die N3 suid na KwaZulu-Natal sal na verwagting vanaf die uur toeneem. Die N3 tolkonsessie waarsku motoriste teen veranderinge in verkeer en weer wat vertragings kan veroorsaak. Die bestuurshoof Tanya Dugra.
Highly visible law enforcement officials will be maintaining a presence all along the route and will be conducting various road safety interventions, including roadworthiness checks and driver compliance checks at strategic locations all along the N3 toll route.
En 'n nuwe VN-verslag waarsku inheemse mense wat minstens 80% van die wêreld se biodiversiteit beskerm, word steeds van wêreldoptrede teen klimaatsverandering uitgesluit. Ondanks hulle omvattende kennis van die omgewing, ontvang hulle minder as 1% van die klimaatbefondsing en hulle word dikwels van besluitneming uitgesluit. Data toon dat projekte soos mynbou inheemse grond beskadig.
Ek is Simeon Pinar, our top story this hour. John Steenhuisen says Ramaphosa has to clear up misinformation about South Africa with the US.
None so deaf as those that will not hear. Well, yeah, no, what are you going to do? Convince the guy otherwise? He's set in his mind. He's got it in for us. 12:04, that is Earth Time. Oh, MTN got hacked. Hey, and they can't tell you other than don't click on suspicious links.
Yes. So some of the people in our newsroom have already received suspicious texts.
No way.
Saying, listen, you need to verify this account or what, click here. So, please don't click on any links you weren't supposed to.
Well, I've just checked mine. It goes yellow. In accordance with the recent announcement of VAT remaining unchanged at 15%, please be advised that your total monthly bill is now free. No. No. That is not the message they sent. It's like, no, it just stays the same. I haven't got any other messages so far so good, but please, if you're an MTN subscriber, wasop. And as with everything, if you don't click on a link, you don't know. Crazy stuff happened last night. Emil, what happened? What happened? 4:00 yesterday afternoon.
What happened?
It was load shedding announced.
Oh, yes.
What?
What a crazy thing that
exactly.
Was.
Exactly.